Hey, what is up, you sexy bitches, and welcome back to this week's Weekly D. And today I have the amazing Anna Frost on with me, and I'm excited for this conversation because it ended up coming up a little bit last minute over something that she posted on her Instagram stories regarding body image. So before we go ahead with this interview, I just want to give a quick trigger warning that if you have any issues with hearing, listening to, or talking about body image, eating disorders, or anything around body image, please skip this podcast because you're probably not going to want to listen to it today, or come back to it another time when you're feeling in more of a position to be able to listen. So without further ado, this is the Weekly D, because honey, if you ain't getting your D on the daily, you better at least begin it once on the weekly.
If you're not getting any and you want some tea, then come and join Dan up on the Weekly D.
Oh, hey, Anna Frost, how are you doing,
hey.
Babe?
I'm great. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks for joining me. This was like totally a bit of a sporadic last minute, let's do a podcast together situation. So before we start, I just want to explain to anyone who's listening of how this podcast came about and why. So me and Anna were just talking online about some experiences that we have had with body image and some experiences that we've had from others, and we just got talking about it and was like, this actually is something that's probably quite important to discuss. And also, before I do go any further, I will put one on the previous video to this, but just in case, I'll put another trigger warning here just in case. If any discussions around body image, weight loss, anything to do with body image, if that has any effect on you, I recommend you to miss this podcast and go and check out one of my other ones. Yeah, I've got lots on there. So yeah, just skip it or come back to it another day when you feel like you might be a little bit more in a better position to listen to it. But yeah,
save yourself the last mental panic.
Exactly. That was the last little trigger warning. So we obviously got talking about this because you'd had some comments about your body that weren't necessarily negative. They were actually trying to kind of be complimentary, but it kind of turned around the other way. I mean, what was the actual comment? Can you remember? I've forgotten already.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I've actually had quite a lot. So as you said, it's not negative comments. And I actually put off talking about it like on Instagram for quite a while because I didn't want people to read it and be like, you ungrateful, sensitive bitch. Right. I can swear, right? This isn't Big Brother.
Yeah, you can swear.
You're not going to Davina McCall me.
No, don't worry. You're fine.
I didn't want people to hear me talking about it and be like, well, it obviously wasn't supposed to be negative. So the first one that I had was a pole studio, I will not name names, but a pole studio who I actually didn't know shared one of my Instagram videos with the caption, "You don't need to be thin to pole dance, you can pole dance at any size." Which, yes, absolutely. You do not need to lose weight to start pole. You do not need to be in a certain body shape to lose pole. Over the years, I've taught students of so many different sizes. I've taught disabled students, it really is true. But why are you sharing my video? Use your own video. I was quite obviously, regardless of how much work you've done mentally with your understanding of like body shaming culture, and no matter how kind of good you are, we all still do exist in this society where you have to do some work to process comments about your body. And so any comment about your body, especially something like that, your immediate reaction is, oh, okay. It's the reaction that you had when I said it as well. And the other thing is that I am below average dress size in the UK, in lots of countries. I don't want people who are an average size upwards or living in a large body to see videos of like that, like my video shared with these comments being like, see, here's an example of you not needing to be thin to pole dance, and be like, well, if she's big, what am I? Does that make sense?
Right. It's also a bit awkward, like, who are you trying to justify to? Because actually the girls who are classed as plus size will see the video of you and be like, honey, that is not what plus size
right?
is. And this was the issue that I had when someone said to me that they were so happy to see my video, and you know, it was nice seeing how I was representing the plus size community, and that I was such a positive impact on the plus. And I was like, right, they're actually complimenting me because they're saying that I'm such an inspiration to the plus size pole community. But actually, I don't consider myself personally plus size. So it's a really difficult one because the person wasn't being mean. And this is where it becomes a bit of a difficult one. It's like that studio weren't trying to be mean, but they were trying to inspire others. But actually, inadvertently, they were being mean because it's now made me feel a bit conscious about my body image and something that I didn't perceive myself. But then where do we talk about, how do we also say, well, I shouldn't really feel bad because what's wrong with being plus size? There's nothing wrong with that. And I think, you know, there's so many different facets to this conversation, but my body insecurities come from years ago. We're talking years and years ago when I was literally in my teens, you know, especially like, when were you born, if you don't mind me asking?
1993.
Yeah, I was going to say, you must be late 90s. So I was late 80s.
It's similar, isn't it? We're probably the same kind of generation where the point where we start like our body is a consideration to us was absolutely during that, like, Gillian McKeith, you are what you eat, you know, that late 90s, early 2000s, like Kate Moss, lollipop models. So we are all, it doesn't matter how much healing we do. I think a lot of us of the kind of age that we are, we're just a little bit fucked when it comes to body image, aren't we?
Yeah, and I find it very hard to, it's a really hard balance as well, because I not only had that, like, from, you know, the I guess you'd call it the straight community, but within the gay community as well, it was very toxic back then. I mean, it still is, really. Like, still, people are so discriminatory when it comes to dating. Like, if you're of a bigger size, they'll just discard you straight away. It's very body image driven, and years and years of that abuse, I guess you could say, really led me to hate my body and to always want to be thin. It's only really in recent years I've tried my hardest to start to love my body. But, and I don't know how you feel, but I still don't feel like I'm anywhere near there yet. Like, I still some days will look in the mirror and I'll be like, I don't feel great. And then I'm like, but actually, remember what your body can do. So I'm really in this, like, battle constantly. Now, I think this has a lot to do with our industry as well, because, and I don't know how you feel about this, and the reason I want to talk to you about it is because you also are a big name within pole. A lot of people look up to you as a, you know, I hate saying this, but like pole star.
Oh,
I know
that's, no, like, I feed my ego, please.
You know, like, pole stars, generally, most pole stars, especially men, do not look like me. I'm probably one of the biggest pole stars, actually, that is of my size. Like, I don't know many pole stars that is my sort of size. I mean, probably the closest you'd even get to me, maybe Bentley Rebel, and Bentley Rebel is slim still. Do you know what I mean? He's just broad. And I just sort of look sometimes and be like, where am I represented here? I don't feel like I fit into plus size pole community, but I also don't feel like I fit in with this community either, this section of it. Do you ever feel like that? That there's a lot of pressure because of who you are?
Oh God, yeah. So again, like,
it's
so
hard being famous, isn't it?
Oh God, I know. I mean, like I said, this is going to feed my ego for like a week. So. But I feel like there's a really big switch as well, not just in terms of body image, actually in terms of loads of things. As soon as you move up to kind of like a pro level, as soon as you're like teaching, performing, competing, loads of things change. And so much of like the pole community and how it treats you and how you interact with people in it change. But body image is one of those things as well. And like you said, I feel that as well, that so the comment that had like started me talking about it again, which is the one that we were discussing the other day, the reason that we're doing this podcast, is one which, again, when I read it, I had an initial reaction of hurt and pain. And then when I kind of processed it and, you know, got that kind of like little voice out of my head to process it, I realized like the place of hurt that it was coming from the person who left it to me. But someone who is very interested in starting a poll had found my profile and left a comment saying, "I've been told that I am too heavy to start pole. You look like you're the same size as me. Do you mind telling me how much you weigh?" Basically, because I think we've got the same body type. If I'm too heavy to start it, but you're doing it, maybe I can too. And obviously my first reaction was like, you looked at my video and thought that I was too heavy to do what I'm doing. And, you know, again, that plays into insecurities, which we've all worked so hard to be overcoming, but you do still have this like little chimp bit in your brain just screaming at you. And again, it's that hurt of like when you first start pole, so many people come into pole because it appeals to them as a place of strength. Like people who, you know, I came to pole out of like a very abusive relationship. I know lots of other people who experienced, you know, like sexual abuse, which when they came to pole and started doing sexy pole, they were suddenly owning their sexuality for themselves. And they found these places of like support and family and community and recovery. And like I said, that can be from abuse. It can be from body image issues. It can be from just feeling lonely. It can be from so many places. And then when you find pole, you suddenly find loads of people who look like you and are built like you, you know, in their like little pole kit swanning around, and you start feeling really, really good about yourself and really confident, really positive. Then you get this shift up to like a more professional level where, as you said, you start getting less and less like role models who have like an average, normal body shape. And it's because loads of us are training so much, you know. And I keep saying it to people, one of the things that like upsets me about these comments is that I don't want people who are new to pole or have only been doing it a few months or even a couple of years, I don't want those people looking at me as body inspiration, because I'm not naturally built like this. I'm built like this because I train 6 days a week, sometimes twice a day. You know, I power lift, I do loads of pole training, I do gymnastics, I skate, like I do this because I'm ADHD as fuck, and if I don't, I go a little bit crazy.
You do a ridiculous amount. I swear your stories give me anxiety. I'm like, what the fuck?
Oh my god, I give myself anxiety.
I'm like, what is she doing?
Literally, but that's it. Like when these people look at me and they say, "Oh, we look like we're a similar size," I don't want them looking at me and then being like, "We're a similar size. Why are our bodies different shapes or different, you know, textures and stuff?" Because like, I have a very normal body type, but I've got 10 years of like lots of muscle on it.
See, it's funny because I look at your body and I think it's being like, you know, I would never. So normally I would never, ever comment on someone's body shape, but we're doing it today
purely because of this.
But I would describe you as slim. I wouldn't describe, do you know what I mean? I'd say you've got broad shoulders, actually. When you do this flex and your arms are up, you do look my Dorito pose. Right. So when you do your Dorito pose, of course, you look hench as fuck. But I find like a lot of female, especially pole dancers, they get that quite naturally anyway because they've got the lats from where they've been pulling.
Oh, yeah.
And you only really see the lats when you extend them out to the sides. And obviously when you see the biceps and you really flex them, yeah, of course. So Dirty Birdie's a great one for this. Dirty Birdie's got a really nice slim toned physique. But when she flexes, fucking hell, she looks hench as fuck. Like, so it's that whole thing of like, where have we gotten to a point where people are considering your body to be of anything other than a slim build? Like, I just, that is actually quite worrying for me.
And this is it, because it doesn't help anyone. It doesn't help anyone at all, because it doesn't help people who are just starting and are going, this body type is attainable for me if I keep going to pole and keep working out. Because you know, it's something that's talked a lot about in like fitness circles and gym circles. I don't think it's talked about much in pole. You can have the exact same, to the second, to the minute, exact same training routine and eating regime as someone else, and you will look totally different.
Right.
I don't want people who are, like I said, new to pole looking at me and being like, this body type is attainable for me, because it's probably not. Like, unless you are an absolute lunatic who mm-hmm. just spends their entire life running around like I do and refusing to sit still, then, you know, it's probably not, you know. And then you would just look totally different to me if you trained in the same way as well. It also doesn't help people who are existing in larger bodies, no matter how they feel about their body, and, you know, no matter how much, you know, work they've done themselves to undo all of this societal buzz that we have going around us all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't help those people where, you know, if they're doing the work, feeling really comfortable with their body, and then they see a comment on someone that they consider to be slimmer than them,
right,
being like, you know, like the comment that you got, what an inspiration to the plus size community, then, you know, it starts this whole like chain reaction in your head, doesn't it? You start spiraling all of these thoughts. It doesn't help anyone. And I don't think it helps the person who's leaving the comment either, because it's encouraging you to compare your body to someone else's and therefore your ability to someone else's. And your body and your abilities to do stuff are not linked here.
Depends. Like, do you know what? I think I might have even said something similar to that to someone like Roz the Diva, but Roz posts a lot about being a plus size polar. I wouldn't just go up to some random person's post, someone who's not body positive like Roz is. I mean, Roz is super open and honest about her body.
Roz is amazing inspiration, like, for body inspiration, like amazing.
Exactly. But and she's open and honest about it. But for someone who never talks about it, I would never go up and be like, oh wow, like you're amazing. Like, thank you for being in this plus size polar community. Because you just don't know that they're in a position to take that. Whereas obviously Roz is quite open about it and is a representative for that kind of discussion. And I feel like, I mean, even still, probably actually, if I'm thinking on reflection, I probably shouldn't even say it to her. You know, I don't think we should even be commenting on. So have you heard of something called inspiration porn?
I haven't heard that exact phrase, but I think I can guess.
So basically, like, I actually saw something just literally, someone had said it on a big poll page once. And I saw it on a completely different page. So basically it was this girl not doing pole, doing aerial. She was in a sling. What's that called? Is that called a sling?
Aerial sling.
Like that. And she was going upside down, but a spotter was helping her. And loads of people were putting underneath, oh, wow, like what an inspiration. And they put like in the comments, like, wow, this is so inspiring. And people were like, why is it inspiring? Because she's plus size, like that shouldn't be inspiring. And actually it's funny because I didn't even think of it like that. I have to say, I used to think, wow, that is inspiring, like go her. And actually I said, well, actually no, I shouldn't be thinking of it like that. Do you know
she's
what I mean?
She's just doing her thing.
She's just doing what anyone else does. That just doesn't matter what size the body is. But this is that whole, like, this is years of conditioning to think that someone in a bigger body is going upside down. Wow, they're such an inspiration. Yeah. No, they're not. Like, it's the same as anyone else. It's no different. You know, you could say it's an inspiration if maybe they had said specifically themselves that, you know, this took a lot for me to, you know, take myself to here. I felt very conscious, blah, blah, blah. Then it's an inspiration because of the struggle they've been through. But just to see someone in a bigger body going upside down shouldn't actually be an inspiration. It should be just as inspiring as anyone else that goes upside down. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I think this is just those years of conditioning.
Yeah. And I think one of the things you said there is just so important, that like the inspiring bit is not, you know, you're in a larger body doing this shit. It's like, you know, what it, in that circumstance where if you're like, oh, you know, this took me so much to get here, the inspiring bit is that you were frightened and you did it anyway. It's not that you did it anyway in a larger body. And it's one of the things that I said about when I first started talking about these comments I was getting, because I get them so much, you know, it's so nice to see, you know, it's so nice to see my body type represented. Okay, lovely. I completely agree. We all need representation. But even those comments, like, you're making me aware of my body and I'm trying to avoid that. I don't want to be in a room with people and be like, am I the biggest person in this room? Or am I the... Exactly. Right. It's that. It's like, what is so different about my body that I stand out enough to comment on? Because I feel like I just look like everyone else. But the thing I said is, you know, if I do want to inspire people, I do want people to, you know, to feel good about themselves from content that I share. You know, I share a lot of content about, you know, like how different poses can make bodies look different. And we're all a little bit vain. I love like sharing photos where I look freaking great. You know, I get a new outfit and I spent ages doing like the really cool poses with the cool lighting and stuff. But I'll always try and share like a real image straight after of me in the same outfit so that, you know, for balance, because I don't want people to look at my pictures and feel like different about them.
And also because it's important for people to see that actually, you know, this is an Instagram picture that's been curated to look perfect. And you're then showing, actually, hey, babes, here's the reality. Yeah. Actually, of course. Like, you know, I think that's super important that you do stuff like that. And carry on, as you were saying.
Sorry, I think that, you know, like I said, I do want to inspire people. I want people to know that, like, even sometimes stuff that I post, it doesn't really look like that. It's why I post so many fails, so many like unlit photos, so many unflattering things, you know, because I don't want to like feed into this unrealistic expectation of how people should look or be or deal with stuff. However, I want people to be impressed when I'm doing tricks and kips and moves, because they're like, huh, that's really scary. Like, well done for committing to throwing yourself upside down by one arm. Like, I want them to be like, you know, that, because I'm a big baby. So much work has to go into trying so many of those kips and stuff. I'm so scared that I'm going to land on my face. You know, that's what I want them to find inspiring, not the fact that I managed to do it at an average body type.
Yeah, I think you want them to be, this is the thing, like when people watch my stuff, I want them to be inspired by the talent. I don't want them to be inspired by the body that the talent is contained in. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think that's super important. I've got a question that I kind of want to ask you, but I feel like it might make you feel uncomfortable to ask it straight out. So I'm going to give you an example of mine first, so you can understand what I mean by the question. So, for me, exercising to me was something that, so before I found pole, exercising to me was literally just like, I did it because I enjoy eating, right? I love to go out and eat. I love to socialize. You know, it was the balance for me. That's the only reason I went to the gym. Did I enjoy the gym? Absolutely not. Did I enjoy exercising? No. I've not been that type of person ever. I'm so grateful for finding pole because it ended up becoming the type of exercise for me that I could do that didn't feel like exercise.
Yeah.
So for me, I feel like I kind of stick out because when it comes to, you know, the celebrity star pole dancers, when I'm around all these people, even at mountain pole camp last week when we were there for Camp Dan, I mean, I'm fucking eating like a whole, we'll get a basket of bread and these fucking bitches are eating like one bit of bread, the tiniest bit of butter on it. I'm like slathering it in butter.
Basket to share?
I'm just gonna have this fucking basket to myself, you bitches ain't gonna eat it, because I don't even care. Like, I'm living my best life. Like, food for me. Yeah. It's like an absolute pleasure. I don't drink, don't smoke, don't do drugs, don't do any of that fun stuff, but I do love to eat, you know, and I've always been quite open and honest about it. But, you know, I feel like a lot of the celebrity pole dancers tend to be like super conscious of their food. So I always feel so different, because I'm like, God, like no one, like everyone's super conscious on, like, oh, no, I'm trying to be good or whatever. I'm like, wow. Like, so I've always felt like a bit of an outsider because for me, I'm not like that. Like, I pole dance because I love it. I don't pole dance because it keeps me in shape. I pole dance because I enjoy it. If it keeps me in shape as a side piece, that's amazing for me. But I mean, I dread to imagine what my body would look like in terms of muscle tone and like how big I would be if I didn't do pole, because I probably would be double the size I am. And you know, it's, I don't know. So for me, I always feel like a bit different in the sense that for me, I don't really do pole and I don't exercise for weight loss. I do it usually because I enjoy it. And the gym, I only really do it because it's to even out my muscles a little bit. And if I go a few times a week to the gym, I do enjoy it. But when it becomes a chore, I just stop because I'm just like, well, I'm just going to have a break. Whereas some people are like really religious. What about you? What's your relationship with exercise?
So I was quite, when I was like at school and a teenager and stuff, even when I was going through phases of, you know, really not eating enough, trying all these ridiculous diets that I found on Tumblr under like hashtag Thinspo. And I
that was just a hashtag. Hated,
oh yeah, Thinspo. I used to have, oh God, this is so, I will say just for anyone who like did commit to listening to this, but needs like a little trigger warning about eating disorders, this is definitely eating disorder related, so just skip forward like
turn us off now, people. Turn us off.
But I used to have like a notebook where I would print off pictures of really, really skinny or really like shredded, muscly, like bikini competitors and like really skinny celebrities, and I used to have a little notebook of like those pictures, like just like pritt-sticked in there, so that, you know, if at some point I felt like I was being bad because I was, you know, at that point assigning some kind of moral value to my body, moral value to food, like, you know, if I ate good or bad, or if I you know, if I looked good or bad, that I could look through this little notebook and be all like, oh well, you know, she's clearly not eating three sandwiches in one go. And that's an incredibly unhealthy way to think. I think it's something that is almost, you know, we were saying about like pole celebrities, it's something that's almost done for us automatically through our Instagram feeds. If you're constantly following people who are really ripped and, you know, then you kind of have your own nonstop like Thinspo notebook. But I came to pole from like no exercise whatsoever, really. As I said, I was in quite an abusive relationship at the time, like quite a like an emotionally, mentally abusive, with a partner who not only he, but he encouraged all his friends to like make fat jokes about me. I remember one time they made like a little meme that was like a picture of my face that said, yeah, I enjoy long romantic walks to the fridge. And at this point, I'm a size 6 to 8. Like at this point, I was literally like starving myself. Like my natural, I was sitting like 40 pounds below what is like my natural body weight. So that's kind of where I came to pole. And I'd seen a video of, if anyone hasn't seen this video, go and watch it. It's Felix Kane at Hedonism 3, where she dances to Guns N' Roses, You Could Be Mine. Most, is it You Could Be Mine? No, it's not. Right, ignore me singing. It's not that, but it's her dancing to Guns N' Roses. And it's the most incredible thing I've ever seen. I was like, God, not that I wish I could look like that, like body wise, but like, I wish I could do those things. If I could do that kind of things, people would leave me alone, basically. So that's kind of where I came to pole from. And I took to it fairly naturally, you know, and it was all about like the challenge for me. And it was all about, you know, what I could achieve, what my body could do. And then, you know, again, we all go through these phases. I went through a phase where I was like, okay, I don't look like all the people, because I really looked up to so many pole dancers. And they were obviously all professionals training all the time. They were all shredded, ripped. And I was like, oh, well, to look like that, I'm going to have to do some more stuff. So I did have a period of several years where, you know, I was going to the gym because I wanted to look a certain way. And it took a lot of work to get past that. And it took a lot of work to learn and to teach myself that what my body looks like doesn't matter. It's about what my body is capable of doing. If I want to be able to do certain stuff, I've got to be able to eat a load of food so that I get super strong. I need to be able to go to the gym, train to like avoid injuries, to be able to find moves easier. You know, a lot of the strength training I do as well is because I want to, as an instructor, make sure that my students are safe. If I'm one of the strongest people in the room, it means that I can catch them if they fall out of moves. It means I can spot them better. They can learn better from me because I'm physically strong enough to like hold and move their body weight. And that is that's quite a lot for me. Like, I, and then again, like, I started getting strong and I loved being strong because I felt so capable. But again, it took a lot of mental work, and it still does. You know, there are still times where, you know, we all have days where, you know, we're not as mentally on our game. And I do still have days where I'm like, oh, maybe I should go and do some more hip thrust and grow this butt. And I'm like, fuck my butt. No, no, my God, not fuck my butt. That's not what I meant to say.
Never had a woman tell me that.
This
before,
is the clip that's going on the internet, isn't it? But you know what I mean.
Nadia will be clipping that up for me later. Thank you
very
much.
Yeah, just no context.
Yeah, but, just going to have you. It's just going to be you going, fuck my butt. It'll be like, the Weekly D, go check it out.
Can't wait. But
yeah.
You know what I meant.
I know. I totally know what you're saying. Like,
hey, so sorry to interrupt your podcast. I just wanted to hop on really quickly and just tell you about one of our new sponsors for this week's podcast. And it is Hustler Heels. Look at these. If you are watching on YouTube or you've got Spotify and you can see the video, look how gorgeous these amazing heels are. Hustler Heels are a very new brand. And if you know Grip and Glow, it's owned by the same person. So you know you're going to get good quality and you're going to get a really good customer service. But how cute are these heels? Like, I've not seen heels that look like this. The detail on them is amazing. The back with the lace and stuff, it's just so pretty. So I definitely recommend you just go and check out Hustler Heels. You can check them out on hustlerheels.co.uk. They've got lots of different designs and they're coming out with lots of new ones too. So definitely a brand you need to check out. And with all these amazing heel brands that we have now, we're just going to see the quality getting better and better. And that's so evident in these heels because the quality of them is just amazing. It's literally perfect. It's just so beautiful. Like, the detailing on these is just gorgeous. So if you haven't already, get on your phone, go onto the internet, go and check out hustlerheels.co.uk. Let's get back to the episode.
One thing you actually touched on that I do want to talk about, because again, it's a subject that's hard to talk about because some people don't like to accept it. And in the whole discussion of body positivity, it doesn't always fit in very well, but it's realistic. And that is the discussion. And you kind of touched on it a second ago about like, oh, I want to be able to do that. I want to do these moves and stuff. And one thing that people always say is like, oh, there's this sort of saying that people have. It's just like, oh, you know, you can do pole. It doesn't matter what size you are and stuff. And that is true. But actually, what it does is it tells people that they'll be able to do anything. And actually, that isn't the truth, you know, because, and I'll give an example. So me, I would say I'd say at the moment, I'm at 95 kg. I'm normally a decent sort of weight for me, an average weight at about 90. So I'm very slightly over, maybe 91, 92. So I'm a little bit over. A little bit fluffy, I describe it. It's just like a little bit fluffy around the edges, but I'm okay with it. It doesn't stop me from doing much.
Around the edges.
But at that weight, there's certain things I can't do. So it's like I probably could still do a deadlift, but I couldn't do a muscle up, for example, because my body is too, it's like the equivalent of saying to, you know, someone that you can just walk into the gym and you can lift up a 100 kg deadlift or whatever, and you could just do that straight away. You're not going to be able to do that unless you have obviously done the training you need to be able to do to get to that. But with pole dancing, we are already at a certain weight. We can't start on light weights and work our way up because we are at this weight. So when people say, oh yeah, no, you can do pole, it doesn't matter what weight you are, etc., etc., I'm like, you shouldn't say that to people because actually there's a limit to what you can do. And that was just an example for me. Now, if I gained an extra 10 kg, I probably wouldn't be able to, okay, maybe 15 kg, I probably wouldn't be able to shoulder mount anymore. Then an extra 20 kg, I probably would struggle to invert. Do you know what I mean? So it's that whole kind of thing of like, I think we've got to be careful with our words because, you know, there is some things that you can't do it a certain way. And that's, how do you feel about that subject actually? Because I feel like some people take that the wrong way as if to be like, oh, so you're saying like it is bad to be overweight. I'm like, well, no, it's not saying it's bad. I'm just saying that you aren't going to be able to do some things because you are overweight. And people don't like hearing that. They don't like being told that they're limited by their weight. But I've accepted it. It's just like, it is what it is. can't do that. But guess what? I can do all this other shit. So I don't really give a fuck about fucking muscle ups for now. I'll do muscle ups next time I'm thin, which will probably be when I next go on a holiday and I just end up wanting to lose a bit of weight before holiday, whatever. Like, do you know what I mean? But I'm not bothered about it enough to, do you know what I mean? To lose weight just to be able to do that move. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I know what you mean. So the example that I'm going to use is quite a problematic one, so I apologize. No one come at me for this, but if you ever seen Biggest Loser Australia or Biggest Loser wherever in the world, I've only ever seen the Australian one.
I know obviously of it.
Yeah, quite a problematic show in so many different ways, but there is a section on that show that I think of when we talk about this, which is towards the end of the process when most of them have lost an incredibly unhealthy amount of weight in an incredibly short period of time. But, you know, they are getting stronger, they're getting fitter, they're doing like all these big runs, they're doing workouts that I would definitely be crying my eyes out doing. And one of the things that they do is they take the amount of weight that the person has lost and they put it on them as a weighted backpack and then make them do one of their workouts so that they can basically feel the difference of how much harder it is for them to work out with the weight that they used to be. And, you know, that pops into my head when you say that. And, you know, there are limitations to everything. However, I think that a lot of the point about that you don't have to be a certain size to pole dance is very true, but it all depends on what your understanding is. I think it's a very important thing for people who are beginners or starting pole, because I mean, I'm sure you've heard this in the time you've been doing pole, the amount of people who have said to me, oh, I would love to start pole, I've just got to start going to the gym first, or I've just got to like start running first, or
I need to lose some weight first.
Exactly. You don't need to lose weight to start. You can start at any size. And I know dancers who are much bigger than me who can do all kinds of crazy shit. A lot of it is about your body and your conditioning and what your body is used to doing and the weight that your body is used to carrying. So, you know, the thing about if you're a little bit heavier, you might find it harder to shoulder mount. It can be comparable to you haven't trained in 3 months, so it's going to be harder to shoulder mount. You know, your muscle patterning's wrong, so it's going to be harder to do this. You know, there's lots of different aspects that can impact what moves you're able to do, like outside of weight. So, you know, I can't think of any example teaching where, you know, a student has been struggling with a move and the answer is lose weight. Like the answer is always, you know, regressions, different support, different ways of training, time, practice. You know, all of those things I think really impact your ability. Yes, certain things are harder at different weights and, you know, so like existing,
the answer is never only lose weight, but I have to say sometimes it is an option. You could choose that option, or you could choose to go down the harder route and gain the strength that you need to be able to lift the body weight you're working with, but that will take longer. And it will take longer.
Yeah.
There's no beating around the bush with that. Like, that is the truth. You can either lose the weight and then work with the strength you have, or you can gain some extra strength. And the thing is, so it also depends what side of pole you want to do. Like, if you want to do like more exo style, low flow, you can be any size for that. Do you know what I mean? Like, you don't, if you're planning on going upside down, like, you don't need to be a certain size to dance. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Although you say this, I have had, we're, you know, talking about these comments that are mentors compliments, I have had people say, you're the only person I've seen dance in an exo style who isn't really, really skinny. And I was like, oh, okay, great. Need to follow some different people. But
I feel like, then they're not looking hard enough then, because there's lots of like plus size polers who do exo style. Like,
exactly.
I'm really surprised by that.
I think the answer to what you're asking and like kind of the best way to link it into, you know, what we're saying is that those things like can be true, that like if you're like exceptionally heavy, or your weight can be a barrier to your abilities. Or like you said, you know, it, you can go around the route of, you know, building strength and conditioning, which can take a little bit longer. It can take a little bit longer as well, based on, you know, the type of muscle fibers you have and the type of training you've done in the past. But I would never, never, ever turn around to a student or to someone that I'm training with, or let alone a fucking stranger on the internet, and be like, oh, you know, you're struggling with this because you're too big. You know, that saying, like, it's not helpful. It's not helpful. You're playing into all these different types of narratives. It's often they didn't fucking ask. I would never say that to someone. And I think that that's kind of the root of like why it's been such an issue for me, like getting these comments, is that like when there's so many other things that touch on pole, and there's so many other things to compliment, there's so many other things to recommend, there's so much advice to give, there's so much love to give, so much support, like the last thing that you need to comment on is someone else's body. Like, it's none of your business, and it's and they often don't want it brought up.
Do you think the reason why we don't tell people that, you know, that they need to lose weight is because it's fear of offending people? Because we've been conditioned to think that telling someone that they need to lose some weight to be able to do something is offensive, which it is. And the only reason I ask that is because I'm not going to name names, because obviously I know the person probably didn't mean it in this way, and it's more of a cultural thing. There was a Chinese pole dancer that once told someone in the UK when they were training together, and it was, again, it was supposed to be, I guess it was maybe supposed to be like a compliment. And there's in Chinese culture, I know someone told me once before that in Chinese culture, there's this real like bad thing with like bodies have to be thin all the time. They have a lot of pressure on them to always be slim. And this Chinese polar basically was like trying to, in not so many words, was just sort of like, oh, like you would be so amazing if you lost weight.
You know what? And I actually have heard this situation. It has.
I wonder if it's the same. It must be. But like, and you know, you think, I understand. Oh, it's so hard because, of course, you don't want to be told like, oh, you'd be amazing, but you're too, basically, you're basically saying you would be amazing, but at the moment you're too fat, right? That's basically what they're saying.
That's the bottom line of what it
but
is.
But actually, maybe what they're trying to say is like, wow, think of, if this is what you can do now, like if you were lighter, you'd be able to lift yourself even more and do this and this and this. So I have to say that as someone who, if someone said to me, like, oh, if you lost weight, you know, you could probably do this and this, this. I think because I'm a teacher and because I know how body mechanics work, I understand what they're trying to say, and not as an insult. I guess obviously the words chosen are always super important. But if someone did say to me, like, Dan, being honest with you, like, you could probably do this muscle up and you could do this, maybe if you lost like 5 kg, I'd be like, yeah, you're totally right. And then obviously it's down to me to be like, do I want to do that? Probably not.
Being to honest, be fair, I think if someone said that to me, I think I'd be like, I understand your point, but fuck off.
But like, yeah, but I'm not going to fucking do that because I literally can't fucking ask.
Yeah, because you know I mean? I need a whole bread basket to myself. I'm not going to do that.
So. This is it. This is where I find the struggle, because it's that whole thing of like, it's trying to make that decision between like, do I want to, I just feel like I don't have that space for me. Like I don't really fit in with the ripped, you know, celeb pole dancers or whatever that I seem to be with all the time. And I don't fit in with the plus size polers because I definitely am not a plus size polar. And I feel like there's no real space for me sometimes. And it can feel a bit, I don't know. But then I also think, I wonder who I'm inspiring by being different to everyone else and not having the same body as them. And as much as I don't want to be inspiration porn like we discussed, part of me also thinks, well, do you know what, if someone does look at my body and thinks, do you know what, like, he's doing really well for himself and he's got a pretty average body, I'm kind of I don't know, it's so hard. Like, am I happy about it? Kinda. Do I want to know that that's why you're inspired by me? Maybe not. I don't know. It's really tough. Like,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I'll come back to that in a moment. I want to answer your question about like what is wrong with telling people that they could achieve certain tricks if they lost some weight. I think it's not just that, you know, in a lot of cases, there is other stuff that they can do. It's not the be all and end all. It's not always the answer. You know, it is definitely partially that, you know, it's just not appropriate to mention weight. You don't know how it's going to make them feel. You know, you don't, it can be rude. I think the really big main thing, and the reason that I wouldn't say it to someone else, and that I would be really shocked if someone said it to me, is that so much goes into what you weigh. It's not about, you know, maybe if you stopped eating burgers for a bit, you'd lose some weight. Like, a lot of people think of weight in those kind of terms, and it's not to do with that. Everyone has this like comfortable weight that their body sits at. It's like a range of a range of weight, a range of size that their body naturally comfortably sits at. You know, mentioning Biggest Loser, it's one of the things that is so problematic about that show is that a lot of people end up going back to their starting weight because their body fights so hard to get back to where it's used to being. You know, losing weight in a lot of cases isn't this case that so many people think of just like eat less and move more. You know, you don't know someone's medical history in terms of physical things that might impact their weight or their ability to lose or gain weight. You especially don't know their emotional or like mental history when it comes to their weight. You know, someone saying that to me is going to really impact me because of my history with disordered eating. You don't also, for me, like, I am currently sitting at like a heavier weight than my body is used to. That's intentional. I've been going to the gym loads. I've been intentionally eating as much food as physically possible because I want to get hench and buff. You know what I mean? See me in summer and I'm going to be like Popeye muscles because I'm eating as much food as I possibly physically can at the moment. But when losing any weight, like if I was to like change my mind or decide to like trim off some of my fluff for summer or whatever, I'm only going to lose a certain amount of weight before it's not healthy or even really possible for me to lose more. But someone who is very used to seeing very tiny, very ripped pole dancers on Instagram would probably look at me at my kind of lower end of my weight and be like, oh, you could lose more. Not knowing right. like the not knowing about me or my body or my history. So it's not an appropriate thing to comment on, I think. And when you don't, you just don't have the knowledge to say that that is the absolute number one suggestion to make. Right. In terms of like places to sit, it's hard because, you know, we talk a lot about representation and the importance of representation for people. And I definitely think that, and we are, as a society, we're so much better at representation than we were, for example, in the noughties. However, there are so many different body types. There are so many different places that people carry weight. You know, I very, very recently, for the first time, saw something on TikTok where I was like, my body type is represented. But I felt that because it was very much intentionally, the video was, I'm out here representing this particular body type. I think she called it a door body type, where we look really slim from the side and then from the front we're like wide rib cage and no waist definition. I was like, yes, that's me. There are other people with my body type. And I think it's just hard when, you know, we pay so much more attention to our body type than other people do. Like, so people are, as people, very much more focused on themselves than on others. So, you know, again, one of the reasons I find those comments so hard, because I'm like, you've specifically noticed that you think I'm different. What is different about me? Why am I not the same as other people? Like, that's how those comments make me feel.
Like, when you get these comments come through on your Instagram and stuff, when people make these comments about your body, how does it make you feel?
My immediate reaction is insecure, because I feel like they're looking at, they've noticed something that I haven't. So they're often on videos of me doing tricks that I'm really proud of that took ages to work on. And when I see them, it makes me feel insecure, because I see those comments and I think, you don't see the trick, you don't see the work, all you're looking at is my size. And why is my size the thing that is most obvious in this video? You know, and then it makes me want to stare at the video and try and see what they're seeing, which then makes me really analytical of that video for the wrong reasons. It then makes me very analytical of like content that I'm making in future, where then I'm like, oh, I need to watch this video and see how my body looks in it to see if my body type, or, you know, the fact that I've got rolls in my armpits is the most obvious thing about that video, or if people are actually going to be able to look at the trick. Mm-hmm. And then honestly, I almost feel some kind of responsibility, because I want to be a positive influence on people. And also, I've been in that mindset, the mindset that these comments come from, where they're meant as compliments. That mindset is one of insecurity. For example, the person who commented the other day saying, "What weight are you? You know, I've been told I'm too heavy to pole." That comment comes from a place of insecurity. And I've been there. I know how it feels. I've done it myself, like looked at people and been like, wow, maybe that's what I would be like if I did this. And I know how damaging it can be. And I, as someone who has then gone through that and like, worked really hard to recover from it, then I almost feel some kind of responsibility to be like, you don't need to think like this. It's okay. You can do the things you want to do. You don't have to go for runs before pole. If you want to do some pole, go to a class. That's all you need to do. And then, I don't know, it kind of ends up feeling like a lot of pressure sometimes. Like I said, I felt really guilty when I started posting about it, but it's comments that I get quite a lot, which again, the volume of them makes me be like, oh, what is so different? It took me a lot to post about it, because I really didn't want people to look at me talking about it and like feel insecure themselves. I didn't want it to be a reflection on anyone else. I didn't want anyone to feel insecure about me being insecure about it, if that makes sense. But I received so many messages from other pole dancers who said that they get the same kind of thing. And every single one of them is a certain body type, I would say. And that body type is muscly, you know, it's, and I don't mean muscly in terms of like bikini competitors or like bodybuilders, because, you know, they look like that for this much of their year, like this tiny, tiny, tiny amount of their year. I mean that they're people who are physically strong and who are achieving what they do because they are strong, with normal average body fat levels. It makes people look a bit bigger, but right, they're not big. They're not plus size. A lot of them are below average. They're below average size. And that, again, it's not healthy for so many people, especially people just starting pole, to be looking at professionals who are a normal size and being like, you know, and not see that they're any different to anyone else, if that makes sense.
And I think,
like, I'm waffling trying to explain what I mean.
No, I know what you're saying, totally. I think the problem is we've got too many people comparing themselves, right? And I do, yeah, it as well. And funny, I'll give you an example actually, and this is so funny, but I feel like no one would do this in the pole community. So I feel like if I was to message, say, I don't know, like a famous pole dancer, say Bendy or whatever, and say, oh, you know, I love what you do. I really want to look like be able to do what you do and like look like you do. Do you think that's achievable? She would be like, yeah, of course. Like, keep working hard. You can do it. I always remember years ago, this was back, remember when I used to love doing back bending? I used to bend quite a lot when I had the time. And I really used to enjoy it before I injured my back. And I remember messaging a contortionist at the time, because I was having some contortion lessons. This was years and years ago. I messaged this contortionist and I was like, wow, like, you are amazing. I'm so inspired by what you do. I was like, when did you start? And he started like talking to me. And I said, like, do you think, like, I was in my late 20s at the time, like 27 or 28. So do you think that is attainable for me? Like, do you think that that's a level I could get to if I kept training? He was like, no. I was like, oh, okay. He was like, I'm just going to be honest with you. He was like, I've been doing this since I was a kid. He was like,
yeah,
at this point, it's too late. So he was like, of course you'll increase. He was like, but your body's different. He was like, and you never know. You might do. It's not impossible.
Yeah, you might change about it. Yeah,
but like, the likeliness is so low, you know, because he did it since he was a young age. Whereas I feel like in pole, we are too afraid of offending people. you know? I think that factors in, because you don't want to upset anyone. Like, the one, the reason I like Pole so much is because we are, like, sometimes a really nice, friendly community to each other. You know, it's the whole thing of, like, I don't want to make someone feel bad and be like, listen, babes, you're never going to achieve what I've achieved because that's me and this is you. You know, you're different. But at the same time, you want to give them hope and be like, well, yeah, if you work hard enough, the truth is it's not going to be the same because you're on a different journey to me, you know, and your body's going to do different things to me. So who knows? You might even be better than me, you know, if you train hard enough, who knows? It's a really difficult thing to do, is to compare yourself to people when actually, like you said, it's with dieting as well. We could eat, you and me could eat exactly the same foods, and you might lose loads more weight than me, or you might gain loads more weight than me because we're different bodies. I mean, obviously that's an extreme difference because I'm like a 6 foot bloke. But like, you know, even if like me and your boyfriend, for example, like he's probably about the same height as me, right?
Yeah.
But has a completely different build. And does he eat quite a lot?
Yeah, he's, and you know, he's just got incredibly fast metabolism.
And you just, can kind of tell from looking at him. And I hate him for that. No, I'm joking.
But, oh no, we had this whole thing the other day where we're actually talking about weight, and I had to weigh myself for something, which is something I normally wouldn't do. And then he hopped on the scale immediately afterwards, and we were like exactly the same weight. And it's just like, great. Yay. But again, you know, just that kind of like, it's those automatic thoughts that are like ingrained in us. Like, it doesn't matter how much he weighs, but yeah, you know, like you said, it's when people ask things like that, there are so many elements that go into what kind of pole dancer you end up being. You know, in terms of like who you look at as inspiration, you know, how often you train, why you train, your training regime and process, and you know, what you're fueling your body with, and how you sleep, and how you manage stress, and all of these different elements. So, you know, and I have had people be like, oh, do you think I could do this? And I'm like, I don't fucking know. I'm not psychic. But, you know, all you can do is be on your own journey and focus on your own shit and, you know, not worry about it. And I think, you know, I mean, you're an instructor. I think any instructor listening to this will have experienced exactly the same thing of where you have groups of students where students progress at completely different levels. And you always get people who feel like they're falling behind. And it's something that I struggled with a lot when I started pole, is that I felt like everyone was progressing at different stuff faster than me. So I started skipping stuff to try and keep up. And then I got to this point where I could Rainbow Marchenko before I could Scorpio, which you definitely take a little bit of blame for, but we won't talk about that.
I was young back then.
And
I
didn't know. Young and excited.
No, Jill, that was so funny, actually. No, we need to talk about that. That's so funny. So basically, when Anna first ever came to me, we kind of just like discovered like, wow, actually, like when she warms her back up, it's really, really flexible.
Oh, it's quite bendy. Yeah, I did not know I was bendy.
I was like, I reckon you could do a Rainbow Marchenko, you know. It's so funny because now I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe I did that. But actually, like, who knows? Maybe you wouldn't have known you could do one. So actually, maybe we need to thank me as well. But, oh my God, I looked back then. I literally just saw you and I was like, oh my God, this is like a little doll I can play with. This is so much fun. What positions can I put her into? And now I'm like, oh my God, that actually was so dangerous. I should never have done that. But
hey, we did a great job.
But hey,
we
look, did a you're great here job. Now. You're here now. You're doing great. You're exactly. doing well.
And so, now I can Scorpio, but I can't Rainbow Marchenko anymore. So maybe we should meet up and sort that out.
Oh my God. But you can still do like other, but you don't.
Oh yeah, I just haven't trained it.
For, right, exactly.
Yeah, but I just haven't trained in one.
Where do you think we are in terms of body image within the pole community? Like, do you think there's been progress? Do you think we've got a long way to go? What's your thoughts?
I think body image is something that as a community we're likely to struggle with for a long time, basically because our bodies are so on show. You know, removing that, like, not focus, but removing that like awareness of body would take everyone in the community to all collectively agree to work on their own shit. And basically, you know, if thoughts about their own bodies enter their heads, that they don't say it out loud, that they don't talk about the people's bodies, it would require everyone doing that, because, you know, even just a couple of people focusing on, you know, the body aspect of it and like doing this because you want to lose weight and all that kind of stuff, it has like this knock-on domino effect. I do think that we are much better in terms of recognizing that just because you do a sport and you're exercising doesn't mean you're going to be skinny. I think mm-hmm. we're much better at recognizing that because, you know, I think there's for a long time there was this belief that, you know, if you were training all the time and, you know, especially if you were like a professional, like instructor or performer, that you should look a certain way because it's exercise. And I think we are much, much better now at recognizing that that isn't the case, that, mm-hmm. you know, lots of different people, lots of different levels have lots of different body types and it's all good. I think that Pole will struggle with it for quite a long time in the same way that society does. So for example, you know, we've gone through this thing of like the whole like size zero trend, then everyone went really, really heavy into body positivity. And then, you know, some people said this isn't necessarily like a healthy way of looking at it. And we've started focusing more on like body acceptance. The thing that I think is personally that I think is the way to go is just body neutrality. Like the shape that you are doesn't make you good or bad. It has no moral standing. It's basically just, it's just how you are right now. And that's cool. Like if you're experiencing health issues because you're a certain like weight at either end of the scale, then, you know, that's something that you need to deal with, but it shouldn't impact like your self-esteem. You shouldn't pin your self-confidence or the things that you feel comfortable enough to do based solely on your size.
I like that you said about the health thing, because that's actually one thing that I once, like, someone came for me for that, because people were like, oh, you know, there's nothing wrong with being plus size. And I was like, well, there is some health like disadvantages, and I know that because I have a family member who suffered with that. And they were like, oh, that's really fat phobia. But I was like, wait. I was like, no, I'm not saying that I have a phobia of larger people. I'm just saying that actually there are some health disadvantages. And that's more just a scientific fact. So I'm actually really impressed that you said that, because lots of people don't ever really mention that, again, out of fear of being discriminatory. But it's the truth. But like you said, it also goes the other way. So it can also be for slimmer bodies too. It can be dangerous.
It also depends on your individual body, because as I mentioned, everyone has this range that their body naturally sits in. You push yourself too far below that range, you're going to really struggle with things like, you know, like blood pressure and, you know, strength. And, you know, there are health complications with being way below where your body comfortably sits. There are health complications with being way higher than your body naturally sits. It's not like you are this specific number and stuff happens. It's all down to everyone's individual body, which is again where this like body neutrality thing comes in. And you can't look at someone else and be like, well, you're going to have health issues because of the size you are, because you don't know. You know, and all, it's not your business. It's this like body neutrality focus is just, we just don't comment on it. You know, you just don't, it's not your business. It's not up to you what size someone else is. The size that they are shouldn't impact their like belief about what they can and can't do in terms of, you know, you can't wear this item of clothing, or you can't be with a skinny boyfriend if you're a big person, and the other way around. And you know, everyone is so individual. And, you know, again, going back to like the comments that started this, again, like I never want to seem like I'm being ungrateful about people feeling inspired by stuff that I do, content I create, you know, because I love that. Like, I had so many inspirations of baby pole. I have so many inspirations as a pro. And, you know, I think that's great. We're slow, like together through this, these things where people inspire you to do things, you build this really kind of like nice tight-knit community of people who want to try a trick because someone that they look up to did it, and you inspire all this creativity and stuff. But by focusing on body shape and body type above other stuff, you know, you're kind of invalidating all the work that's gone into it to get there. And you're bringing this focus back to something that a lot of people, like I said, are doing work on their beliefs when it comes to. You know, I don't want to. So actually, we mentioned competing before we started talking. So the comment that I received about, you know, I've been told I'm too heavy to pole, we look like we're the same size. I got that backstage at a competition. Everyone is in all their costumes. And what that immediately does is make me go, why am I so different in size to everyone else in this room that this comment is left? It makes me feel like automatically I want to look around the room and look at everyone else and be like, how does my size compare to them? Am I the biggest person in this room? If I feel like I'm not the biggest person in this room, am I deluding myself because I'm just, my body is like, I'm so like dysmorphic in some way that like I just have no understanding of my actual true size anymore. Whereas if we just as a community focused on body neutrality, it takes the emotion out of it. It allows us to focus without emotion on certain issues that relate to weight. So for example, you mentioned Roz the Diva. Roz does these amazing like courses, classes, loads of information about spotting larger bodies and helping keep larger bodies safe in pole. It helps again at the other end of the scale as well, that there are certain changes that you have to make to certain tricks if people have thigh gaps so that they actually like stay on the pole. And it means that we can look at those tips and those ways to cater for bodies of all different sizes, all different abilities, in a way that's really like calm and logical and neutral. And we can just kind of get on with our shit by taking the emotion out of it. But again, it requires everyone to do that. You can't just be like, this is how it's going to work now, because it doesn't take much. It's such a big shift for anyone as an individual to go through that journey and start thinking like that, let alone a whole community.
Right. No, I do totally agree with you. I think we're still such a long way off, I personally think. And that's not just because I think we're being a lot more positive, a lot more inclusive, I think. But I think the work now has to be done within ourselves to accept ourselves. And I say that because that's how I feel. And I would say I'm a bit of a hypocrite, actually. And I do always say it's so hypocritical that I will say to my students, when they criticize themselves and say, oh, I'm fat, I've gained weight or whatever, I'm like, you're fucking gorgeous, like you don't need to change anything about you, who gives a fuck what you look like? And then I'll go home and I'll be like, oh my god, I need to lose weight. How fucking hypocritical is that? That's years of conditioning that I'm trying to work on, where I thought that even just being slightly overweight, which is hilarious actually, because I tell you what, I do fucking love a bit of a like sexy dad bod. Is that fucking weird? Like, isn't that weird that, like, you know, when you see like a hot, like, sort of like that Danny Dyer type, like, body, you think, isn't that weird that I think that's hot?
Yeah. Hopper in Stranger Things. Hopper in Stranger Things, Series 2, mustache.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Like, and I just, there's something still quite sexy about that. But for me personally, I'm like, no, I can't live like that. But it's just like, but hold on. It's like, and again, it's just this whole like conditioning my brain to be like, actually, like, you know, you're fine. Like you look fine. Yeah. Your body's doing amazing. You know, things.
It goes kind of back to that thing about everyone is so much more focused on themselves than they are on other people.
Right.
You know, if like a student comes to me and, you know, they're like, oh, I feel really fat, I feel really old. I'm like, you know, it's that again, it's that neutrality where they're feeling like that and they feel like it has some kind of like impact on the way that they're perceived by other people. You know, it always frustrates me because I understand the experiences they've had that make those kind of thoughts come to mind. And I wish that I could just wave a magic wand and make them kind of forget all of those things that they've had. And all those like ingrained opinions that where they think that, you know, they have to be like a certain weight to be beautiful, or that they have to be a certain weight to like deserve certain things. Like I wish that there was a way for me to just make that go away. But and also a way to explain to them that, you know, although that there is nothing wrong with, if they were how they saw themselves, absolutely not a single thing wrong with that. It has not a single moral like impact on anything. But I've also never looked at someone and been like, oh my God, and like really like noticed their size. Like,
I think the only time,
whereas with yourself, the tiniest thing happens. Like, I don't have a poo for a couple of hours and I'm like, oh my God. Like, you notice those kind of tiny little changes straight away.
I think you do notice it about others, though, I will say. Like, I think you do only, though, when it's someone that you haven't seen in a while. But that's just natural, isn't it? Not because, just because they're bigger, it's because they look different. You know, and again, I don't think there should be any shame in noticing it. Should you comment on it? Absolutely fucking not. Like, you don't like, I mean, and you know how, like, that's kind of a toxic family member thing. Have you noticed that? Like, family members will actually call you, oh, you've put on a bit of weight since I saw you. Isn't that fucked? That we've never, you'd never say it to anyone else, but family members will say it. It's so fucked.
You know,
he
denies to this day that he said it. But when I was about 12 or 13, my dad once told me I was built like a brick shit house.
Oh, really?
Like 12 or 13. And obviously at the time I was horrified. Now I'm just like, yeah, it's kind of my body shape, whatever. But I think that the difficulty is that, you know, in situations where, you know, for example, like you said, if you haven't seen someone for a really, really long time, you might notice a change in weight the same that you'd notice like a change in hair color or something like that. But what I mean is, you never look at someone else and be like, you are ugly because of this. Or, you know, why are you eating all of that food? Or, you know, why do you feel good about yourself? How dare you be wearing like a really cute little flowy dress when you are either really, really skinny or really like large? Or like, you know, whereas the way that we talk to ourselves is horrendous.
Yeah.
And I don't know many people who don't have this, like, especially like the people who were like teenagers in like the 2000s. Like, I don't know many people who don't have this little voice in their head that just talks shit at them all the time. Mm-hmm. And there's a thing a lot with that you see talked a lot about, like mental health and stuff. Like, if you wouldn't say it to a friend, why would you say it to yourself?
Yeah.
And I think that does apply with body as well. And like I said, a lot of how we interact with other people about bodies does relate to how we interact with ourselves. But it can be hard. And, you know, we need more people who are incredible role models of like body neutrality and like this taking the emotion out of body stuff. It's just hard, you know. It's a tricky subject for anyone to talk about because it's so personal and it's so emotive for so many people. And, you know, I was so worried about talking about this because it's such a personal thing for so many people that it's really hard to talk about it without people feeling some type of way.
You can look at it in two ways, though. I think, like, it is hard to talk about, and we were worried about talking about this because of, like, we don't, again, I think that's more because we're in a society now where we don't want to upset or offend people, but it's something that we all feel. Like, I don't care who you are. Everyone's had a body confidence issue at some point in their lives, and it's something that we just got to keep working hard on. And I think we will eventually get there. I think we're definitely making leaps and bounds, but, fuck, I mean, We're having to correct generational, not even just within our own lives, generations before us. I mean, where it was so toxic, and, you know, it's getting better and better, I think, every year. But we just got to keep going with it. And I think it's just really good that we have open forums like this where we talk about it and where people can hear that people like us, people who've been doing pole for a long time, who come across as confident online. We have these problems too. And I think it's so important they hear that. But yeah, I mean, I could talk to you about this like for hours, but we have like gone way over our time already. But no, thank you so much for coming on and doing this, because I felt like it's such an interesting topic. And I hope that anyone listening to this has enjoyed the conversation, that you've gotten something from it. And if you have any more feedback that you want to give us, or you want to give us any feedback or tell us your experiences, please DM us. I'm sure Anna, I would love to hear so too.
Yeah.
And if you didn't like it,
we'd love to hear it.
Please don't DM us. Just keep it to yourself. But yeah, no, thank you so much for coming on. And we're going to have to do this again sometime soon then, because we did not get enough time to discuss everything we wanted to discuss at all. But yeah. Thank you so much for coming on. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
See you later.
Bye.
Hey, thank you so much for listening to this episode. I really hope you enjoyed it, and I hope that you felt comfortable listening to these topics, and we'd love to hear your feedback. So if you do have any feedback, or you'd like to give us your own experiences, please drop me a DM. I would love to hear from you. Until next time, bye. That was all the tea that you can get this week. Join me next time right here. It's the Weekly Deep.